Alright folks, welcome back to Build Your Future Proof Life. Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood millennial guide to navigating this crazy world we call adulthood. Today, we're diving deep into something super important, building resilience through self-awareness. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, another fluffy podcast about mindfulness, hear me out. This isn't just about meditating on a mountaintop, though that sounds pretty awesome. We're talking about understanding yourself, your strengths, weaknesses, triggers, and everything in between. Because let's be real, life throws curveballs. Unexpected job losses, relationship hiccups, personal setbacks, they happen to all of us. But the difference between someone who crumbles under pressure and someone who bounces back? Self-awareness. It's like having an inner GPS that guides you through those rough patches. So, what are the key takeaways from today's episode? Buckle up because we are about to unlock some serious wisdom. Number 1. Recognize your emotional patterns. Ever notice how you always get stressed when deadlines loom? Or maybe you tend to withdraw when things get too overwhelming? Understanding these patterns is crucial because it allows you to anticipate them and develop coping mechanisms. You know that feeling when you're about to snap, but instead of letting it take over, you take a deep breath and calmly address the situation? That's self-awareness in action. Number 2. Embrace your strengths. We all have unique talents and abilities. What are yours? Are you a creative problem solver? A natural leader? A master communicator? Identify what makes you tick and leverage those strengths to overcome challenges. Think about it like this. You wouldn't try to climb Mount Everest with a pair of flip-flops, right? You'd choose gear that suits the terrain. Similarly, use your strengths as your climbing equipment to navigate life's obstacles. Number 3. Acknowledge your weaknesses. We can't be good at everything, and that's okay. Recognizing areas where you need improvement allows you to seek support, learn new skills, or delegate tasks effectively. It's about being honest with yourself and building a support system. Remember, asking for help is not a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength and self-awareness. Number 4. Cultivate mindfulness. This doesn't mean you need to become a Zen master overnight. Mindfulness is simply about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Take a few minutes each day to focus on your breath, notice your surroundings, or simply appreciate the little things. Think of it like hitting the refresh button on your mind. It helps you stay grounded, reduces stress, and ultimately enhances your self-awareness. Number 5. Practice self-compassion. We all make mistakes, face setbacks, and have moments of doubt. Be kind to yourself. Instead of beating yourself up over slip-ups, treat yourself with the same understanding and empathy you'd offer a friend. Remember, resilience isn't about being perfect, it's about bouncing back stronger from challenges. And that starts with self-awareness and self-compassion. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this, you're presenting a project at work, your palms are sweaty, your heart is racing, and suddenly you draw a blank. You panic, your mind goes haywire, and everything feels like it's crashing down. Sounds familiar? Here's where self-awareness kicks in. If you've identified that public speaking triggers anxiety for you, you can prepare coping mechanisms beforehand. Deep breathing exercises, visualizing success, or even practicing your presentation with friends can help manage those pre-presentation jitters. Instead of letting fear paralyze you, you use your understanding of yourself to navigate the situation with confidence. So, there you have it, 5 key takeaways to build resilience through self-awareness. Remember, this isn't a one-time fix. It's an ongoing journey of self-discovery and growth. As always, keep pushing forward, keep learning, and most importantly, keep being awesome. Don't forget to share your thoughts on today's episode. What resonates with you? What are some strategies you use to cultivate self-awareness? Let me know in the comments below. I love hearing from you. And remember, we're all in this together, building our future-proof lives one day at a time. Until next time, keep shining.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.